Sing it, baby.
Now say what? Niggas creeping.
Hey. Is it sleeping?
They gon' find you. Gon' catch you sleeping.
It's sleeping, right? Okay.
I tried to pause it so like I could catch you singing.
It's fine. No, that is our song, by the way. If you guys have not, please download Childish Gambino.
I've been listening to it for like months.
It's amazing.
And when I watched Get Out, I never heard Stay Woke until we were sitting in the theater.
And it was like, it's now my anthem. Every morning I go to work. Anyways, guys, welcome to episode 2 of Horrible Decisions.
2, except the ironic part about this is we're talking about the number 3 today.
My name is... And, oh, shit, pause that. It's Mandy.
We could bleep it.
Yeah, bleep that shit.
I'm Weezy, WTF. And this episode is all about threesomes. By the way, I feel like I'm glowing because I got fucked last night. And oh, I feel like everybody that walked by me today knows.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
I'm feeling really good. Like, I maybe showered, maybe didn't.
Oh, is that how you feel? Why do you just come in
don't
from
air? Don't share anything with me tonight because it was 2 people.
Wait, was this in your bed?
No.
Oh, okay. As long as you don't host. Like, I don't know if I can get into the hosting thing when I'm all into
Are
that
stuff.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
No.
You don't have to fuck in your own bed?
I do, but one person. I'm not taking 2 people on in my household. Anyways, before we get into what happened last night, I'm curious as to how your week went. I don't know if everyone knows or follows you on social media, but you just got back from Cuba, and I'm jealous. I haven't been to Cuba yet.
I don't know if that's Cuban. Oh, my God. I feel like I haven't seen you actually since we last recorded. So, yeah, my birthday was Friday, St. Patrick's Day. It's very hard to forget. Gifts you can send to Weezy WTF with the square cash symbol. Anyway, so for my birthday, I told you I really wanted to, instead of get to give. I had a really extravagant birthday last year. It was like fucking as bourgeois as it could be. Ultra weekend in a private jet. And it was just super extra. And so this year I've just felt really accomplished with work and like really grateful for a lot of things. So I just wanted to like give.
That is so fucking sweet.
Thank you.
Look,
okay. Sluts can be sweet. So I went to Cuba. My friends joined me. We packed like bags and bags of clothes to take to locals and stuff like that. We bought... school supplies, paper, pencils, candy. Apparently, they have like a huge dental health problem, so candy is really hard to find.
So you aid in their dental health issues by bringing candy?
Listen, bitch.
I don't know if that was okay. I guess it was the thought that counted.
Just because HIV is widespread, it'll stop me from fucking not to use condoms. So we get there, and it was just super humbling. We had a cool Airbnb. It's funny because it was like almost one of the most expensive ones you can get, and it was still shitty.
Yeah,
so it was
my friend Taylor just went there, and she was super like, okay, there's no Wi-Fi. The food was, she was like super.
So let me tell you a little bit about it. I'll try to make it quick because who wants to hear about this shit when you could talk about threesomes? So anyway, we get in. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, I knew what I was getting into, except when he says, okay, if you have to take a shit, you have to put the paper in the trash can. The pipes is very old, okay? Don't flush. The toilet, please. And I was like, okay. And you never know how humbling experience is when you're on vacation on your birthday and you have to literally take a bucket to dump in a toilet to flush your
own
shit.
It's so funny, yeah. We actually had to do that in Florida when there was hurricanes.
Yes, and like the that. Water, you put it in the bathtub.
And you put it in the bathtub, yeah.
So I won't get too much into the donating because I always hate when people do it because I feel like sometimes it's gloating on your good deeds. But I did have a really sweet moment where... the lady who was cleaning the house kind of saw we had a lot of stuff, and she was looking at me. She spoke no English. I'm like, do you want to look? And it was a huge garbage bag of clothes I brought. And she's like, yeah, see. And like, she opens this bag like she just got a fucking $20,000 gift card to Bloomingdale's. She's trying all my clothes on. She's so excited. And she gave me like a hug that was so sweet. And then the next day she's making us breakfast and she's wearing my clothes.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cool, like, just to feel that. And like, it was awesome. I won't act like a total saint. I got really fucked up.
I'm sure you did. I was about to say, oh, my God, they're going to think you're a fucking saint in this bitch.
I just wanted to do something nice, you know? But it felt really good. I really want to keep this up. And I appreciate my friends dealing with my humanitarian bullshit. So, the food. Let me just tell you about the food in Cuba. So for anybody that wants to go.
So wait, let me ask you real quick. Cuban sandwiches? Is that a Miami thing? Or did you have a Cuban sandwich
bitch,
in Cuba?
Bitch, I ain't had none. Okay? So... here I am, like, oh, my God, my birthday dinner, we're going to go here, right? So we look at the menu, and we're sitting in there,
rice
six
and beans.
Of us. Hold on, bitch. So they got chicken. I'm like, oh my God, Cuban chicken. So I'm like, oh, we'll take the chicken. She's like, no. I was like, okay, well then I'll do the fried chicken. No. Let me just do the chicken that's baked. No. Okay, what about the beef? Only pork. Solo pork. So we soon find out that like it's very scarce to find other animals there. Like chicken cows so pigs. Expensive. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So Enoch. It's hilarious. My one of my best friends, I used to live with him. Enoch's motherfucking vegetarian ass. We get to the beach. Hilarious. So he orders a cheese sandwich. The guy comes out with a ham sandwich and he's like, oh, no. Solo queso. And the guy's like, well, we don't have it. So do you know what? You might be a vegetarian. You got to do what you got to do. One or two times a month, I got to eat it. And I'm looking at Enoch. I'm like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it. And he's like, I mean, I don't have a choice. And he was looking at me and I felt so bad for him. I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I mean, this entire trip, I'm having a great time, but I'm not hungry, but I'm also not full. Because if you don't eat rice and beans, like...
Yeah, my friend had the same issue.
How was your week?
My week, oh my God, I had midterms and I've been working. Like this week I'm working 50 hours, Jesus Christ. My life is not exciting and I literally want nobody in my bed unless you're going to cuddle. And for whatever reason...
Hold on, bitch. You were talking about school. No, you see how dick overrides everything? Listen, I was actually just going to talk about how great you are.
No, seriously, no. So I wanted to cuddle like this guy that I've had sex with before. He was like super hitting me up trying to come over. And I was like, actually, I have to tell you, like, especially because his dick is subpar as fuck. I was like, listen, if you're not going to cuddle, which you don't... I'm cool. You ain't gonna be in my bed. So I said I'm just gonna turn on porn and go to sleep, and that's pretty much all I've done all week.
Good for you.
And now I can't even find any
well,
new videos.
There was no Wi-Fi in Cuba.
No
okay?
Wi-Fi.
So
I know.
So I had to like think of things like in my head.
Oh God, yeah, I can't wait to tell you about like.
I know. I'm ready. Anyways, I think we're doing something different. And so
yeah, let me get this call to hang up. Mom, you're on air, and we gotta hang up. Right? We're talking about sex.
How wonderful.
Okay, bye.
Her mom is hilarious, guys. Oh, my God.
How wonderful. My mom is... First of all, let me just start by saying my mom is black, and the hilarious thing is she's never fucked a black dude.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
And at one point in my life, I never fucked a white guy.
Well, I've never fucked a white guy still, but that's another... I guess we can talk about that later. I'm curious and I'm actually excited. So this week for Kink of the Week, we're actually not going to do one kink and explain it.
I am just going to round off some disgusting words and see if you know them. Because I'm not going to lie, this is pretty WPS, but okay, let's go. All right, I'm going to try to go quick. Rusty trombone.
A musty dick.
No. Okay. Donkey punch.
Fisting.
No.
Oh, wait.
Hold on. The engineer in here is giving us the nods and like head shakes like
you
he knows this
do you
shit.
You know what this stuff is?
That's
oh, my God. You're nasty. Wait.
And you make the sound for this?
Wait.
You know what? This is fate.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. How do I not know any
hold
of this?
Hold on. ATM.
Ass, titties, mouth.
Think. Keep. Middle word. Keep going.
S. I don't fucking know.
Ass to mouth, bro.
Oh, ass to mouth. I
feel like you do that
shit. I was close. What?
Ass to mouth?
Lick ass?
No.
What's ass to mouth?
They pull it out of your ass and they put it in your mouth.
Oh, hell no. Oh, my God, no.
Shout
and I do some nasty
you.
Shit. Yes, bitch. I do have some limits there. Thank you.
Okay. Salad tossing.
Oh, licking ass.
You knew
I
that.
Know that one, bitch.
Okay, wait. Supermaning.
What, when he's, like, in you?
I just want to see how many.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Pearl necklace.
Oh, when he fucking jizzes on your chest.
Yes. Spit roast.
Oh, God, I don't know that one.
Think of it.
Spit roast?
Just think of a chicken on a spit roast. What do you think? Think of a piece of meat roasting.
Okay, and spinning. I don't know. Oh, wait, you spit on the dick?
No, bitch.
Oh, God.
Let's go through.
Okay, guys, clearly I just got an F, and I'm nasty, but this is clearly WPS, because maybe in black people world, we don't say this type of stuff. So let's see if I can maybe say the black versions of what the hell this shit is.
Rusty trombone, an act performed on a male, specifically a combination of analingus, where you simultaneously reach around to masturbate the recipient. So you lick their ass and jerk them off at the same time. Donkey punch is when you punch someone in the head during doggy-style sex because people are horrible and no one really
who
does this.
Who the fuck wants to
I
do that?
I swear to God, that was the definition.
Jesus Christ.
Dirty Sanchez? It's
Wait, you definitely didn't ask me what the fuck a Dirty Sanchez was.
I didn't?
I don't know what a Dirty Sanchez is.
That anyway. Shit nasty as fuck. So ATM, ass to mouth.
I know that one. Okay.
Salad tossing, like you got that right, ass eating.
Let me ask you real quick about the ass eating. You eat ass or just get your ass ate?
Are we going to talk about last night or not?
Okay.
Wait your fucking turn, bitch.
Go. What's the other one? What's the
I
told other
you
one?
I'm jacked. I had so much free work out. Supermanning. I swear to God, I'm reading this verbatim from Google. You may remember this from Soulja Boy's Crank That. It's when you're having sex from behind on that hoe, in quotation marks, the guy ejaculates on his partner's upper back without warning. Satisfied, the partner rolls onto their back and falls asleep. They awake to find the semen's dried, adhering the sheets to their back like a cape.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
That's on WPS, son. Pearl necklace, you got it right. Ejaculating on the chest in a way that recoils an elegant pearl necklace. They spelled that wrong.
Well, that's
spit
nice.
Roast.
Spit roast. What
a
is a spit roast?
A threesome position where one person's bent over at the waist and giving the other person oral sex.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm guessing you did some roasting
Dude,
last
I
night?
I can't wait to show you I almost sent you these pictures, but like I can't wait to just get your reaction live.
Oh.
They are so fucking good. And I swear to God, if I didn't have a real job...
Mind you guys, so I do want to let you guys know, when she has these encounters, these threesomes, these twosomes, these whatever the fuck she has, she sends me photos of them, and they're very artsy. You can tell she's dealing with white people because they're just like, she puts them in black and white.
I've never had a threesome picture before.
Well, the one you sent me of the girl and the guy, listen, it was black and white. It looked like it came from a fucking art gallery. I said, listen... My niggas be sending me some freaky ass shit, but they don't be looking as artsy and beautiful. It looks it looks like they're screenshots from that show Bliss that used to come on Oxygen back in the day that was like soft porn. Anyways, I guess she's so antsy to tell this story.
I'm really not.
So this week's it's just horrible so fresh on my decision, breath. Okay, guys? Horrible decision is from... This whore, she made the horrible decision, and I guess it was a decision she will make again, by the sounds of it.
See my face?
This
I look like I'm pregnant. I'm glowing so much right
now. Oh, my God.
Now.
She's so happy. Wait, you know, please knock on wood.
Bitch.
Please, no pregnancy. I'm done with you. Okay. Anyways, I guess, as all of us want to hear at this point, your story about your threesome that you had last night. Gosh. How awesome is your life? Like,
Shut up.
Please explain where you met the people, how it came about, and how it was.
Okay. Now I'm embarrassed. I'm so fucking hyped. Like, it's just her and I, like, we were just in a group chat texting about it, so I'm just so excited.
So
right now.
This is, real background, is this the same girl?
And so I met this girl on Tinder.
Oh, new girl. Okay. Oops.
So I met her on Tinder. I'm really, really into her. And her and I have been like, so we were together alone and it was great. And then we've kind of been exploring the idea of sleeping with a guy. But what's cooler about it is her and I are a little, you know, sensitive or whatever. And we were talking about what it'd be like to have a boyfriend. And I've been really into this idea of menage a trois dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I just really don't want it to strictly be sex, because, I mean, if we really wanted to fuck a dude, it could be anybody. But, you know, I want to go to dinner with someone and enjoy having this three-way relationship. So I knew this guy, this one of my doms. And, he's really fun, late 30s, great apartment. One of those apartments you walk in and it makes you feel like a grown-up. lives in the West Village, and he's super cool. I really like him. So, I gave him a call or a text, and I'm like, hey, I kind of told him what was going on. I'm like, I met this girl. She's great. She's beautiful and smart, and I want to know if you'd be interested in dating two girls at the same time.
Who would say no to that?
See, but no.
Come on.
It's not just fucking. Like, I'm trying to date.
You're just making the threesome thing whole. It's just complicated at this point with you, but okay, I get it. Go ahead.
I want to use the word polyamory, but not on some, like, kumbaya.
It's definitely on some polyamory, like, but you basically want a girlfriend and a boyfriend, and you all date each other.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so you're polyamorous at this point. Go ahead.
Oh, God, I feel like it's
a polyamorous whore who still has sex outside of the polyamorous relationship.
That's what polyamorous people do. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, we were all trying to meet up, but she was actually in Cuba the week before me.
Okay.
And then I went to Cuba the week before her, so the only time for them to really meet up, because we were all so anxious, was the weekend I was gone. And I was really into this idea. And like you said, and even my mom was like, what? What if they sleep together behind your back? And what if they fell in love? And what if this happens? And I'm like, look, like, this is what I want. I want them to meet. I want them to think about me. And,
right, right.
And talk about me during sex while I'm away and me fantasize about it. Like, that part got me off so much. So Saturday night, I ain't got no motherfucking Wi-Fi in Cuba, bruh. And I'm dying. And I'm just looking at these texts like, you know, 75% per text. I'm like, shit. So finally I get drunk enough that I'm like, you know what? Let's make it happen. So I text them like, how's it going? She writes me back. I can't remember if she told me she was cute or whatever. And now they're both texting me from her phone. I'm like, you should kiss her. And
Oh, God. He does.
And like, they're talking about how they're talking about me and they're thinking about me. Wish I was there. And it was so fucking hot. So I wake up to this text and she's like, we took a picture last night for you. Bitch, I skipped breakfast. I'm walking like, I want to go with a 2 mile radius to the first hotel that had Wi-Fi.
I am done.
Fucking upload it, and it's this hot ass picture of like him inside.
This is
of
the
her.
Black and white photo that
you saw. Yeah,
I saw,
and it was just so fucking sexy. And I was like so excited to get home, and I'm texting both of them like, tell me all about it. And they're like, oh my god, we were fucking and talking about what you it would be like with you right there. We can't wait to see you. And so now I'm like so fucking stoked, right? I'm like ready to leave fucking Cuba. I'm sitting there on the beach like, let's go. I got fucking to do. So last night, it was the night we're all supposed to meet up, and I'm talking about this shit all fucking week. I'm talking shit.
She
like,
has been talking about this for a long time.
Because I really like the both of them, you know? So
and she was super excited. So, okay.
I get the sexy lingerie. Let me show
on
you
on Snapchat
I
and IG.
I did not snap it.
You definitely snapped your
snapped
little... thigh-high stockings.
Well, let me show
she
you
was ready. She likes to get into motherfucking character and get in
like
lingerie.
What do you think?
Oh, God. I told you I like that bra.
Thank you, bitch.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway. So, I'm all hyped up, right? I get on the train. I'm heading to the West Village. And I swear to God, I thought I was going to throw up. I start getting completely nervous. So, right as I'm feeling that way, she texts me and she's like, why am I so nervous? Why am I so nervous to kiss you? I'm freaking out. And I'm like, I'm freaking out. So I open the door. She's not there. And then I'm even more nervous. And I'm like, pour me a drink. Help me. Like, I can't breathe.
And this was at his house.
Yes. And okay. I'm like, I feel really sick. I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm nervous. He's like, calm down. So he makes me a drink. She comes in. We kiss. We're all sitting down, literally at the dinner table, just catching up. I cannot shut the fuck up. I already talked too much. Bro, like, I don't know if I took a breath. Like, I couldn't stop talking. I was so nervous. And
that would have dried up my pussy. Thank God it ain't dry hers up.
That's probably why he ended up putting his dick in my mouth at
Jeez,
one point.
Probably to shut your ass the fuck up.
It was so bad, dude. And like, I knew I was talking too much and I just couldn't stop and I was so nervous. So we get to the couch and I had just left the gym. So I can't remember how it happened, but I was telling her like my legs hurt, my ass hurt really bad. And so I'm leaning across to both of them. They're both sitting on the couch. And I'm like,
oh, they're massaging you, huh?
Oh my god, dude, it was so hot. I have to show you the pictures
that
lead it on.
That's a cute little intro.
Right? Look at this. You got to describe what you're looking at.
Okay, guys. So she's laying. Oh, at this point, you didn't even have clothes on.
Can you stop swiping?
No, I'm definitely going to be swiping.
Okay,
that's cute. So she's massaging your little ass.
Yeah, so she
starts. Very little. Okay, go ahead.
It's a medium. It's medium ass. So anyway, that starts happening, and my face is kind of like in his crotch. So next thing you know, I'm.
I see. And then you guys are making
so out. The funny part about it is her and I got so wasted that we both kept having to pee. So we keep taking these turns. There's like a dick in my mouth and she's like, oh, I'll be right back. She has to pee. Then the second she comes back, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. And it's just like this threesome is starting off awful. But next thing you know, she takes her clothes off. And she has this hot-ass fucking
she
lace outfit
like
on.
A lace, almost matching lingerie set with Wheezy.
She's super sexy because sometimes I feel like very tomboyish and she's just so feminine and I love it. So she lays down and he's kind of just watching us at this point, right? And her and I are kissing and I'm like super excited because I've been like thinking about this all week and all I want to do is go down on her. And it was so fucking
I'm
great.
Not going to lie. Like, I know you had a girlfriend when you lived in Orlando, but I didn't know you ate pussy in real life. You just don't look like a pussy eater.
What did you think I do? Just
I don't
on it?
Know. I know you sucked dick, clearly, but I definitely didn't think you were a
I like,
pussy
really
eater.
Enjoy it.
Okay.
So I started doing it. And
I see she was sitting on your face.
Her and I
she has a photo, by the way.
No. She's sitting, if you look, like sitting up. He's above her with his
dick
in her face.
She's sucking dick while Wheezy is eating her pussy.
It was so great.
That's really cool.
So I'm going
again,
down.
It looks like art, guys. This photo looks like art gallery.
He was a good photographer. I'll give him that.
I see.
Could have been his fucking day job. But then again, we would have been fucking in a small apartment in Brooklyn if that was the truth. So anyway, so I'm going down on her and he's like totally narrating, and it's so hot. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, wow, she could eat some pussy, huh? And I'm like, thank you.
Oh, my
Looking
God.
Looking up with my glazed face, and it was fucking awesome. So we get upstairs, and I don't even know where to start. Like, her and I think we're so into it. Like, her and him had just fucked on Saturday, right? So, like, we can't get our hands off of each other, and it's super sensual. And so he starts fucking me first. I'm bent over.
So at any point during this, did you find yourself getting jealous? Did you?
No.
Like, and that's because you basically wanted both of them.
I literally you came like when they were fucking. That's how much, like, I realized I enjoy watching. To the point when the second it was done, I was like, oh, my God, dude, I'm totally into watching. I'm a total voyeur. Like, I didn't even think that I liked it that much. It was amazing to, like, watch people having sex while she's, like, leaning on me. Not even going down on me. Just, like, you know, I can hear her moaning. She's grabbing me because it's so good. Like, that shit was so fucking hot. I could do that every day.
See? And, I mean, I think it really is. But you've trained yourself psychologically to be turned on and aroused by that. And I feel like that's kind of why you had as much fun as you did. I mean, I've had great threesomes,
right.
But they've never been planned out like that. Like, they're never, ever planned out.
Right. So this was really so cool. Yeah, you know, you're sitting down, you're having drinks.
And you're like, oh, my God, I'm fucking two people
tonight. See, the hot part of this is, like, normally threesomes happen. You know, you meet someone, you go home, you fuck. It's really wild. This was so sexy to me because it's like, you know, all this flirting's going on. You're having drinks. And you still know you're going to fuck.
Like, Jesus.
But it's not this, like, it was just so adultish. I can't explain it.
No, it sounded really adultish. Well, you know what? This is, I actually, one of our readers, we told them that we were going to be talking about threesomes this week.
That's right.
And you and me are clearly very experienced when it comes to threesomes. Again, I've had my share, fair share, any type of threesome you can imagine. But anyways, I'm going to get into this question that was asked to us.
I only skimmed it, so yeah. I know. Read it. Let's
totally. It. Also, before I read it, if you guys want us to answer your questions on air, feel free to email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com, and one of us will skim it, and you may possibly get advice from Mandy and Weezy on air. Okay, so this is the question. So, I'm planning a threesome for my boyfriend's birthday.
Okay.
We will be in DR, so I am thinking this would be the perfect opportunity because it'll be with someone we both choose.
Does that mean that's going to be a hooker?
I'm not sure what that means. It says, however, from previous stories, I hear that this doesn't always work out. So my question is, how did you decide on a threesome? I've never had anything with another female, period, so I'm just shy going into this. I mean, I'll smack a big butt, and I am attracted to females, but the only pussy I've tasted is my own. So how can I make this fun and not traumatic?
Please,
like, do girls have tips? I know Weezy told me one time that it's only good if both of them are into each other and not just him/me. So should I, like, go on dates to see who the girl we pick will be? What are some do's and don'ts? And should I be prepared for something else? Signed, a friend listening to the show.
So I did give her advice. She asked me, I was just really excited about a threesome I had with two people I really liked, and I was talking to her about it. It was a while ago. And I was telling her that from my experience with threesomes, you know, yes, I've been with men, and then we found the girl.
Right.
And then sometimes maybe she's into him, she really wants to fuck him, and she's not really, like, you know, into me. But it's been amazing when it's vice versa, when I like watching them kiss, when they like watching us kiss, when you're not scared to go to the bathroom because that bitch is with your dude.
Right.
That's an amazing
feeling. I mean, I think
feeling.
It's also different, too, because – so your threesomes are definitely different from mine. Mine have never been planned out. Like, I want to say we've kind of – me and the guy have kind of planned it, or the guy kind of – you know, it's all been, like, different. So – I would say, first off, this is one thing that I tell all guys with threesomes. First of all, don't just sit here and think you're going to pick a friend. Don't just sit here and think you're going to pick someone who looks good. And
absolutely.
Coming from her story, the fact that she's never been with a female before, I would not sign up for a fucking threesome with a fucking virgin who hasn't licked no pussy before, because it's not going to be fun and enjoyable for me as a female. What am I
don't think the girl that I slept with had really been with a girl.
And to me, I like most of the girls that I've had threesomes with, really be with girls, or I've been with them by myself. And so
let me ask you something. Sorry to interrupt you. Have you, when you had your first threesome, had you been with a girl alone?
honestly, okay, this is gonna, my first time with a girl was a threesome with another girl.
See, I think that's easier. Wait, what?
My first time with a girl, it was when I lived in Atlanta. I was 18.
But you might have to, like,
I know. My first time with a girl, I was 18. And my roommate at the time, she was bisexual. So
we had a girl threesome for your first time?
Because we had both thought my homegirl was cute. And my homegirl ain't been with no girls. So we all went to the club. We went to the strip club. We had a great night. And she was spending the night at our house. So I swear, me and my roommate basically raped her. Like, I knew we wanted.
Oh, my God. We have to bleep that out.
That raped her. That's really terrible. But no, like, we all just started kissing and making out. And then my roommate started eating her out. And me, I'm very competitive. So I was like, fuck that, bitch. I'm going to do it better. So
that's fun.
That's pretty much how, that was the first pussy I ate. So it was like a girl thing. And it was just all of us kind of exploring and seeing what it was. And
would you give the advice that you should be with a girl first?
Absolutely. No, to me, you should absolutely be with a girl first. And not only that, to me, she's with this guy. So there's emotions attached. That's another thing. So the threesomes that I've had have been, I had this one go-to threesome guy. And both times were different. The first time we had a threesome, I was at the club with my homegirl, and I let her know, hey, I'm going to this dude's house when we leave the club. You're more than welcome to come if you want.
And suck some dick.
And, yeah, pretty much, you know what I'm going to his house for, so don't come if you're not about that life. And she was like, I'm so drunk. I'm going with you tonight. Long and behold, it ended that way. And then the next time we had a threesome, because I found out she liked his dick so much and wanted to keep fucking it, I was like, I'm not bringing no more friends in because I don't want my friends
having dick by
itself. I'm going to
be honest. I do think that it should be someone that you're not friends with. I mean, like, absolutely. A lot of men always say, oh, you got any friends and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah, no.
So I will give you that. A girl that you would choose, I like that idea, is together. I think that's really sexy. He's not picking some girl out to make you uncomfortable. Because I'll be honest, I'm not a guest star girl. I don't like popping up in threesomes. And I don't like you bringing anybody
in. Okay, so let me ask you what this was like. So the second time we actually had a threesome, I had went to his house, probably ate. We, like, watched movies. We had fucked probably twice by that time. And he was inviting another girl over when she got off of work. She bartended. Well, she bartended. So she comes in at like 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm in the bed already. She had no idea
that you were there.
I was there.
That's good.
So,
I mean, that's a good story. Not that good.
No, he knew. Like, I knew he was calling over, and I was like, "Oh, she thick. I like thick bitches." So she walks in, and she's just kind of really confused. Really, really, really fucking confused because I'm in bed and at this point
that's
I'm naked.
Shady of the dude. I don't like that. Did you know that he didn't say anything?
I didn't know that he didn't tell her, no. I did not know that he didn't mention that I was there. So anyways,
that would have really
she comes in from work. Well, no, she comes in and I don't know what their relationship was, but she comes in, she goes and showers because she was at the club, comes in, gets in bed, and
stop playing. Stop.
He starts kissing her and then I start like moving my hand on her breast and kissing her breast and then we're both pretty much on her, and she, like, enjoyed it and allowed it. And she even told me that, like, mind you, we're still friends, like, to this day. And I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to eat that pussy again. But, no, we've wanted another threesome since, and, you know, whatever the case may be. He doesn't live in New York anymore. But it was pretty much, we talked about it the next day, and she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know. She was like, y'all tricked me, blah, blah, blah. But she was like, because I came in, and you were thick and beautiful, and I didn't mind.
Oh, did she think you were beautiful?
Shut up. She did, bitch. Then she said she was okay. She actually said, had I been a small, skinny girl, because she's thick. Her ass is probably bigger than mine.
So she wouldn't have fucked me, you trying to say?
She probably wouldn't have fucked you, bitch.
Because I've been in the gym, bitch. You see this?
I cannot. Anyways, back to the advice.
Hold on. Can I just say, I don't think that I would have been really nervous to be with a girl alone. The first time, I think.
But I wasn't alone.
Do you think she should be with a girl by herself
her
first?
Well, to me, she said she has never eaten pussy before. So
you
to
don't
me,
have to
okay,
eat pussy in a
okay.
Threesome.
So how are you choosing this girl? Because if you go and choose a girl who also does not eat pussy, it's going to be pretty much the guy is going to have an enjoyable threesome where he's fucking you both.
See, but no,
that type
that's
of
reaching.
Is not enjoyable.
I've had threesomes where me and the girl just kissed because we were both really nervous, and it was amazing. But I'm a really sensual person. I like licking, touching, like biting. Like that part was sexy to me.
You do, but what if it's not?
She's going to be turned on by kissing for sure, looking at a girl naked and, like, kind of just touching her and feeling what a pussy is like. Like, I don't think you have to eat pussy for a threesome to be great. Yeah, I mean, for me now, I would need it.
But, see, but that's what I'm saying.
If so, we didn't...
Oh, for a beginner then. Because now we're talking about beginner, intermediate, advanced. Because, listen, I'm not... And I literally tell guys, like, bro, like, I've had guys want to set it up. And I'm like, she eat pussy? She suck titties? Like, she been with a bitch before? Because in that
but,
case...
yeah, I mean, they're choosing a girl. So, obviously, they're going to have some DR brothel type situation. So, you're not going to have to eat pussy anyway.
They have brothels in the DR?
Why do you think all these bachelor parties are in DR, bro?
Oh, you're right.
I feel like you're fucking with me right now.
No, so... So, is she going to pay for...
Why not? I think that's so hot.
Oh, my God.
I would love to go pick out a girl and be like, you get a pussy. You get a dick. Yeah, everybody! I would love that.
You would.
As a matter of fact, if we could donate some shit and I could turn into a humanitarian trip for my next
birthday.
It's
so funny. A lot of my friends are whores, and so they want to check if I want to invite them for a threesome. And I'm like, my nigga not going to pay you, bitch.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it's different. Like, yeah, I know.
I think that's sexy, though, and it's his birthday. And like, but the only thing I will say, though, it sounds like when I listen to it, and I don't mean this to be a bitch, I really don't, but when I hear it, it sounds like it's for him. And I don't believe that you should do anything sexual for someone else if you're uncomfortable. I'm not talking about, you know, maybe trying something adventurous in bed. I'm talking about something like that, especially inviting somebody else into your bed and you're not even sure if you like women. Like, yeah, touching ass and all that is fun, and I think it makes you feel sexy. I think women that are not bi, because I'm sure you've kissed girls that didn't like girls and you've been led on like, what the fuck?
Oh, and if they lead me on, we not friends
anymore.
I hate no
more. That, but
we're
I think
not
women feel,
anymore.
I think women
I
feel
like
sexy
that.
Doing things with other women,
oh
but they don't
God.
Necessarily
I
want
these
that.
Fake bisexual females.
I
and
will
they do
give
it
her that.
Online.
I mean, we know this person and I do feel like she's a little smarter than that, but I will say it does sound like it's more to please him than you. When I have threesomes, it's because I genuinely am excited about the both of them.
The
if you also would be turned on at another girl fucking your man, which you have to think, especially if you're paying her, she might be all plastic surgeried up and big lips and tits and this
and
that.
And is he going to want that going for?
You just have to think, will you be comfortable?
Right.
And if you can admit to yourself that you'll be comfortable and be turned on, then yes. One of my first threesomes when we kind of picked this girl out at a club, I remember he was fucking her. And I thought I was jealous for a second, but she was bent over and he was looking me in the eyes and he was like, oh my God, you look so fucking hot. I love you so much. I love fucking this girl and watching you. And it was perfect.
Like, I mean, to me, the biggest advice to me, if she is considering this for his birthday and they're going to DR, which is another country, my advice would be like, bitch, you better go ahead and fuck a bitch in that country because she ain't gonna fuck your man again. Like at that point, you don't have to worry about, and this is what I always say. This is my concern. It's like, you can't keep people from communicating anymore between social media, between even if they don't exchange numbers or anything, these people could pretty much meet up whenever the fuck they want to at this point
right.
Do it again. And so the fact that she is going to another country, I would say it would be her best bet to go through with the threesome in a city outside of her own.
Absolutely.
To
you
not
can, like,
do it
have
in
this wild
yeah,
time.
You could do this, you know, you
and
can have
also,
this fun.
And then also, like, I have mostly, like, looked for threesomes or women. I don't fuck couples like that. I don't know. I prefer to know the girl and pick a guy like we just did, or a guy and pick a girl. That just makes me more comfortable. I don't like being an outsider. But I've gone on Tinder, and I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I know they could cross paths again and things like that. And
the fact that you find females and guys on Tinder that
fuck hot ass guys, dude, and
Jesus.
Bitches want to fuck them.
Oh my God.
Listen, they be liking it. Listen, my last Tinder bio was like, she's 5'4", black and Israeli. He's 6'5", British accent. Have fun with us. And all these girls like, I love accents.
Oh, my God. I can't. I couldn't imagine. To me, I have way too many hot-ass friends for me to sit here and try to find strangers to fuck. Like,
I don't
want to
fuck my friends.
But I fuck my friends solo. Like, majority of my friends besides you and
those
a
are
very,
lovers to me.
I like fucking
like,
my friends.
Like, this girl isn't a friend
like,
to
I'm
me.
I'm friends with
I've
hot
heard her
girls.
Even maybe say that about her and I'm like, we're not friends, girl. We're lovers.
Oh, you lovers.
Can't wait to send this journey. You hear it, babe. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm getting really gay right now about this girl. Like, I was thinking about her all in Cuba, and I'm just like, oh.
So, wait,
God.
You think about her more than him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe because it's also newer, but I really like her. Plus, I love how I'm more of the aggressor, and I'm always having these ideas, and I'm into BDSM, and she's just always down. Even if she doesn't do it, she's down to watch me be submissive or whatever. It's a really sexy thing, but. Just going back to what you said, you just made me think of something when you said something like, you know, somebody you don't know and you can just fuck them. I think the reason that I'm so into these types of threesomes is because I love the little nuances behind it. Going on dates and, you know, being in public together and people wondering what's going on and how sexy that is. Like, fucking just to fuck doesn't make me excited. I like the whole connection between three people. That's what gets me wet. Like, oh, I can fuck whoever, whenever. You know?
All right.
So it's like, whatever. It doesn't have anything to it. It doesn't feel like anything.
Right.
So, like, I mean, yes, I've had that and it's been fun, but, like, I'm not in the mood for that shit. No, just like I'm not really in the mood for one-night stands.
The only time I ever even want to give someone a threesome is when I know his dick is fine.
Yup.
Yup. And that's why I don't know why.
I know that's right.
I do want to
say that. She texts me the next day like, thank you for sharing.
No shit. And that's what all the girls have said to me. So to me, and I want to say this for our male listeners. We do have a lot of male listeners, according to our stats. But I do want to let you guys know that if it's hard for you to please one female, if you come fast, if you don't give head, if you're one of these guys that...
If you don't give head, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a huge one. And so if you're out here not really pleasing one female, please don't be out here asking to please two, because goddamn, you're going to have both of us disappointed and don't nobody want to deal with that shit.
Listen. So, let me tell you, just before we finish, last night, her and I both came at the same time. She was getting fucked, and she was coming, and I was watching it, and I came. And we both looked so tired, and he was like, all right, well, like, I mean, don't, and I'm like, I mean, I guess you could fuck me. It's all right, I'll just jerk off.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
yeah, no, I like
when you know that
can,
you can make two can girls please. Come, you
it's
might
amazing.
Sit there with a heart on, but at least you know you got
at
these bitches
the
passed.
Man.
I couldn't even
man.
Get up.
You the man. Ugh. And so that's definitely that advice. So what I want to get into for our vanilla shit, as we wrap up a little bit. So this week for our vanilla shit, I want to talk about Moonlight. It's a movie that I most recently saw. And
so
I
awesome.
It was absolutely
Mahershala
amazing.
Mahershala is so zaddy.
Listen, Trevante, first of all, that's Trevante is his name. You know that,
dude,
big bitch.
You just took your hand into the most queeta shit you could have did.
I don't care. His name is Trevante. You know he fine. anyways.
By the way, if you guys don't know what they look like, I'm assuming you do, but just Google like the Moonlight actors, Trevante and Mahershala.
No, go on Instagram. Trevante, he the only
They're
Trevante
the new Calvin
in the
Klein
world.
Models, bro.
He's the only Trevante, the T-R-E-V, and it'll pop up, goddamn. That's what happened to me. Anyways, so Moonlight actually reached 50 million in the box office.
That
and that's actually due to them now being internationally. So they split 28.6 million in the international box office and 27.5 million domestically. Just a round of applause. And the reason why I definitely wanted to bring this up, I don't really want to touch on the whole Globes thing, because to me, everyone has talked about that. Okay, they messed up the title. Blah, 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 blah. I want to talk about something that has been recently brought up on a lot of shows, even Insecure, touch base into it. Bisexuality, not only in the Black community, but just as a man in general. And, of course, as women, I see myself
the
as a bisexual
standard,
female. You sleep with females. And guys always say, well... Women are. I've had someone say that it's natural for women to like women.
I have heard that same shit, and it's so annoying.
It's so annoying. And so to me, I don't know. I just really think that it's important for a lot of men. I do want to say everyone who knows me knows that I'm friends with just about everyone. And I want to let you guys know some of your favorite athletes are out here testing waters with trannies and other men. And unfortunately, they're still out here transgender women.
Nice.
I mean, you know, and...
Want to be politically correct, not offensive.
To me, I talk to a lot of these men, regular guys, Wall Street guys, models and rappers and anyone that you can think of. And so many of them who have had experiences with men and either one time didn't like it or enjoyed it and kept dealing with it, I asked them all the same question. And I'm like, is the women that you're currently fucking or the women that you deal with, do they know this about you? And all of them have said no. And, of course, they're open telling me about it because I'm non-judgmental. And
so are you talking about men that are, I'm kind of lost you, but bisexual or like into anal play or?
Men that either get head from guys, like to give head to guys, have fucked a guy in the ass or have been on the receiving end. At the end of the day, if you deal with someone of the same sex and you also deal with people of other sexes, that makes you bisexual. And unfortunately,
but for men, it's just, you're gay.
For men, it's just, you're gay. And I wanted to bring this topic up because I feel like especially in the Black community, it's very difficult to sit here and say, you know, you're either attracted to men sexually, you've experienced men. If you guys watch Insecure, which I'm so glad got picked up for a second season.
Insecure.
Yes, Black excellence. Anyways, they had the conversation. If you remember one of the episodes, she started dating this guy, really, really, really enjoyed dating him. And he came out and said, yeah, I experimented with a guy one time. And she literally thought, like, had second thoughts about liking him altogether.
I know, I hear you. And I think me and you are more open now that we're older. But I'm going to be honest. And I'm embarrassed to say that. That was totally me, like, when I was younger.
Right. But so I want to know, if you were to meet a guy now, mm-hmm. and he said,
totally
hey.
Model guy.
Oh, so model guy is... bi. And was he open with you, or does he just like anal play and you assume he's bi?
No, I didn't assume. Well, let me take that back. I did. And Christopher, shout out to Christopher, one of my best gay friends who always lets me know when I'm being wrong. I only said the tranny thing cut you off because of him.
Oh.
So I was making the comment like he was using like a dildo on me. And then he kind of leaned in to say that he wanted it, and I totally was into it. And I gave it back.
Right.
And I made a comment, like, in text, like, his gay ass, right? Like, right. He was playing like he didn't want it. Or, like, he didn't fuck with dudes. So my friends is like, bitch, maybe he don't. And I'm thinking to myself, like, now I hear me. You know, because I don't think it's gay for a guy to want something in his ass. Not at
right,
all.
Me neither.
Not if a girl's giving it to you. Because if you want it, you'll take it.
Right, but not about dealing with anal. That's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
I'm curious as to if he's been with a guy that makes him bisexual, what would you...
I didn't want to ask him because I felt like right after that night, he'd be like, ugh, now I can't do this with any girl. They're always going to want to know if I've been with a guy. So weeks later, I'm like, you know, you're gorgeous. And I was like, around all these gorgeous men, just tell me, like, has it never crossed your mind? And then he was comfortable enough to tell me. And he's like, look, it's not something I tell women because I think it scares them off. And he's like, so I try to lean into it. He said there's so many times that he's been with girls and he says it. And he's like, I know their mindset changes.
So actually, speaking of, I actually wanted to read. There's some quotes. I was on AskMen.com. And this was the topic of conversation. And there were regular guys, everyday guys, who actually were bisexual, and they shared their experiences with telling women. And so one said, the first girl I told was really into it. She wanted to get crazy in the bedroom with bi three ways between me and her best guy friend. It was probably the most fun few months of my life. That was Paul. He's 28 years old. Another guy said, every girl I've told has been extremely cool with it. Most just laugh and tell me it doesn't matter.
He does live in New York.
But the few girls who have had a problem with it think I'm a sex fanatic. He's 32. Now, I think maybe it's now something a little bit more. I don't know if it's because we're older or if it's because we're still technically young. We're millennials. Is this something that's maybe going to become more accepted in the future? I don't know. My thing is, and this is what I wanted to get out. Even, of course, with the missing condom, I went and got tested, got all that. And, you know, of course, just waiting for the results was something crazy. And to me, she mentioned, well, if you have any guys that deal with guys, you want to do this, da 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 da. And I was just like, oh, well, calm down, you know. And I think that the biggest thing, even regarding to that, is how so many of these guys are on the down low.
Right.
And are doing something and not letting their partners know. And, of course, in the Black...
Because they're scared.
But
well, no,
also,
so
people
you
are
brought
not using
Moonlight,
condoms.
Right? Why Moonlight is so great is because... it's like it totally desensitizes you to like Black homosexuality. And what I love about Moonlight so much is so most of my gays are Black, actually all of them. Right. So I can only understand. Vinny said something to me that almost made me cry one day. He said something like, sometimes I just want to leave. I want to go back to Europe. I just want to leave this motherfucking place. It's like you're the bottom of the totem pole already being a Black man and then gay. And it's like Black people as a community, we're so communal, we're so good to each other, but we beat the man down for being gay, and it's because masculinity is such a thing that's embedded in our minds.
By the way, real quick, I watch gay porn. We're not going to get into that.
But
there's some real masculine goddamn gay guys. Oh my God.
Listen, did I ever tell you about the guy in Atlanta that I was staring at, and I was like, oh my God, he was like beefy and shit, and he looked at me, and he could tell I was staring at him, and I wouldn't have had a clue he was gay, and he looked at me and he said, I just want you to know you're barking up the wrong tree, but cute shoes though.
Listen, no, seriously. And so let me break this down because I want our guy listeners to kind of get in the mindset.
And weigh in and we can maybe reply back.
So you're dating a guy and he comes out and tells you, hey, I just want to let you know before we get any further, I'm bisexual.
Right.
What is your response to it?
I'm cool with it. Because
you're cool with it and I'm cool with it.
I sincerely believe you're not gay. I feel like the men that I'm dating, either they're too old or comfortable in themselves, if I'm attracted to them, right?
Right.
Mature, not too old. I mean, mature enough to know who the fuck you are. If you wanted a guy right now, you'd be with one. If you wanted a guy to put a finger in your ass, you would have one do it.
Right.
So I just really don't believe that that makes you less attracted to
Unfortunately,
me.
Unfortunately, I think they do it because, of course, they don't want to scare a female away. And I say this to say, if she's not someone who's going to accept you for you based off of that, I feel like she's just not for you.
Right.
And that's something that I think guys need to feel comfortable with, knowing that, listen, she's either going to like it or she's not.
Because if there's a shitty stigma about being gay, right? That women think men are too feminine for them, or yeah, they're sissy, so to speak. Like, because I'm just reverting back to Moonlight. And what was so great about it, I loved as he got older and you're watching this thug-ass drug
dealer.
He was
a fun.
And it's like,
listen, Chiron in that third chapter of his life, honey.
Let me tell you, Moonlight, that was when I was like, I got on Tinder and I was, less white boys got swiped right that day.
Listen.
They really did. It's just, fucking black men are so regal, bro. Like, and Moonlight just showed you that. And then gay and, like, confident and sexy as fuck. It was fucking great.
Right.
I don't know. I was loving it. But anyway, I would totally be comfortable with it. How would you feel?
I would be okay with it. I've clearly talked to guys who have been open to me about it.
You've been more open to this than I have, actually. Sorry to cut you off. When we were younger, I don't know if you remember, but Mandy actually used to call me. You met this one gay porn star, remember?
Oh, I did.
She calls me and she's like, oh my God, I've got this thing I want to do. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I met this guy, and she shows me his videos, and it's like, oh my God, right? And so he's like fucking deep-throating guys in the mouth. And I'm like, what?
At this point, all I did was I just watched porn, so it was hot to me.
So she told me, she's like, I really want to have a threesome and watch him fuck another guy. And
yeah,
I thought Mandy was so fucking crazy. But here we go. I'm 26 years old. Now I'm like...
And I'm 26.
Not
and
it so
has,
much!
It has yet to happen.
Dude, every time I go to the gay club, I'm ready to watch it.
I literally just wanted to watch.
It's so hot. Like, I just think two men and big and sexy,
yeah,
and muscles and just like that animalistic. Men are so carnal. Like, watching two guys fuck the shit out of each other.
It's just kind of, I know. You guys are probably going to be listening to this like, what
they
the
are
fuck
fucking
are these
crazy
bitches talking about? But yeah,
but
I don't know.
But you've dated way more by guys
than me. It's
definitely
something. And it's not that I've dated them. I've just kind of seen how far they go. Then it's like, okay, well, what have you all really done?
Now, let me ask you. The men, I know that, like, you know, if they ask for a finger or something like that, right?
No,
you
said, to me, that's fine. I've been
But have you realized or noticed that, or do you think it's equal, 50-50?
No,
men that ask for it end up being fine?
To me, there's super straight guys that like a finger, that like
agree.
Tongue. And there's super straight guys who have never been with men. Now, to me, I've never gone further with dating or being or even really being with a bi guy, because to me, once I know that they haven't been open with everyone in their life about it, it's something that I... Because to me, you're living a lie.
Oh, my God, dude,
me
too.
To me, you're on the DL. To me, and I hate everything about
confidence
a DL
guy. Confidence is so sexy.
I love a confident, like, yeah, I've done it before.
No,
yeah,
I will try not to be too shady with this, because I used to make comments like that, but I know it is hard to come out, especially...
Yeah, but when you're sending me videos of you fucking girls raw, and I know in the back of my head that you fucking a nigga, and if you... I don't know that you're using condoms with them. So to me, it's just the respect level. To me, now I have no respect for you because you are a lie. And so that's my problem with
that. I love when men own it. Last night, actually, my Dom likes anal play. He's never asked for like a finger or nothing, but he said something to me when I was sucking his dick one time, like, just press on daddy's ass. And so last night, her and I were both like, he had his legs spread. And I think her and I both looked at each other. I'm like,
yeah, I'm excited. After Moonlight, winning the award, and even Insecure touching on this, I'm definitely hoping that this is more of a topic that makes people a little bit more comfortable and educated and less, you know, lying about their, you know, their sexual orientation.
I think it's
definitely men, yeah, because when women do it, it's sexy. And I don't know. So that's just something to think about. I definitely want to
let... You can hit me up.
You know,
we can
listen,
look for them together.
She just wants to see you take it or give it. It doesn't matter.
I'm just feeling so sexual right now. I don't know what's going on with me, but I don't know if it's a threesome last night or what, but like just lately I've just been owning my sexuality more and more. And it's funny because...
I think everyone should do such
things. While I'm owning it more, I still feel like people might be looking at it like I'm more slutty, right? But genuinely, like I want, you know, something a connection with someone. I'm not of looking course, to just fuck anyone that, you know, I just pass by in the
That's
street.
That's me
hot.
Too now.
I if want these hot connections. I just want to do dirty things with them.
If you're not on my level sexually and I tell them, I'd be like, well, I'm not into mediocre sex anymore. I'm kind of too grown for that. So if
Mandy literally told me she was talking to this guy, super cute, right? And I don't know if I don't know if you know what I'm going to talk about, but she's like, bro, he's so hot and so fun. And I said, well, look, if I can't fuck you in the ass, then why are we talking?
What? Like, no. And it wasn't even that. He, like, totally wanted to lick my ass. He doesn't live here. He lives in D.C. I know who you're talking about. And I literally, okay, so I don't see him as a friend. I don't see him as being my boyfriend further. He not a trick. So I'm like, okay, you got to be a body. You trying to be a body. And if you finna be a body and only a body, I need to have the most amount of fun with you.
I've never heard it like that. A body.
Yeah, it's a body. Oh. I'm gonna put you on game, girl. I'm gonna put you on game.
Put me on, bitch.
I'm gonna put you on. Anyways, guys, we are coming up to our time right now. I am so grateful.
Because we are not getting advertising money yet, so we only paying for an hour. So, you know, you could tell your friends, and then maybe we can give you another 30 minutes of some shit. Okay? Off
yeah,
car.
Right? Anyways,
see,
you
I
guys,
still can do it.
I know. Oh, my God. I hate you so much. Anyways, again, the moral of this and our topics today is threesomes are amazing.
I'm not even done. Like, well, we need to do
a
part two,
we
bro.
We might have to do a part two to this. Anyways,
just have a threesome for us next week. How about that?
I'm
we
trying.
We got a minute left, bitch. No, for real.
I'm trying.
Let me just ask you. Why don't you get out there?
Bullshitting. Because I want to have fun, and so I want it to be right. I want everyone to enjoy. So we're going to put each other in a group chat
why
first.
Why don't you do it?
Yes! No, yes,
the
bitch.
Group
I'm going to let you
know. So
I know.
Fun, dude.
I
you're
love it.
All day. Like, I can't wait to fucking suck your dick and eat your pussy. Yeah.
Anyways, guys, the moral of all of this is, like I said, threesomes are amazing. And if you like guys and you're a guy, who gives a fuck? Please be honest. If you're not going to be honest, use condoms with
By
everyone.
By the way, we
please.
Will have some awesome guests on. No,
oh.
I'm coming
up,
too.
Coming
yeah,
up.
My friends. Okay. I got a straight friend that I literally today said, hey, can I have you on the podcast? And he's like, yeah, my friend James. I'm like, because I feel like you're straight, but just don't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm trying to get my friend on, guys, who is a pansexual porn star who does gay porn. So it should be just freaking Yay! Awesome. I
this
want you guys
exciting.
To just, you know, hear all of this. Again, if you guys want to email us any stories, any horrible decisions, you can email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. You can also tweet me, DM me. Don't try to holler at me. You can DM me some questions or some input.
But clearly you like the IG love.
I do like IG love.
If you're
Anyways.
Part of March Madness right now.
Don't do that. Shut
and you
the
know
fuck
how
up.
To shoot le basketball. Maybe she will talk to you. I don't know what the fuck. Was that French? I don't know.
Anyways, at Full Court Pumps on Twitter and Instagram. That's Full Court Pumps. hit me up. And
I'm
then
just
where
an
can
Instagram
they
bitch.
Find you, Weezy? Again, no one really knows this bitch, so you guys please go follow her.
Oh my God,
her.
You make me feel like a fucking nobody. On MySpace, I was popping, bro.
MySpace, bro. We were both popping, bro. We were 16 popping as fuck on MySpace. Jesus Christ.
WTF.
Weezy WTF is where you
Mathematic.
Can find her.
Let's say something nice. I'm not even
nice.
Gonna be shady.
Okay, Jesus.
For real.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, I'm feeling so much love today.
I see. So we're gonna end the show with something nice about
I
each other.
I am really proud of you for, so I know you think we're whores. I'm not gonna negate that, but I've known Mandy a long time, and I watched her graduate, like, top 10 or 20 of her class, and now she works at a Fortune 500 company in New York, and I just can't yeah. believe you haven't quit school.
I know.
Because I'm going to just say, fuck it.
This semester, I'm
good
dying.
With six figures. I'm not going back.
I am dying, actually, right now.
That is
I
awesome.
Am in, yeah, I have this. Well, I'll be done in December with my BS in accounting, so it's fucking hard as shit, and
once
yeah.
I started making money, I was like, I guess I could do this, you know, another
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'm right. No shit. And
good
then I'm
you.
Thinking of going to grad school, so Jesus, shoot myself.
Yes,
and
bitch.
Yes, and something nice about Weezy, I'm just glad that you decided to spend your trip giving back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did, you know, gave something back
trip,
besides dick.
More.
And so the fact that you brought, like, clothes and really spent your time giving back to the community, a community that is not of your own, but a less fortunate one.
No bullshit. I will never go on a trip again to a country like that without bringing shit.
That's definitely commendable.
Like, I think we should all do that.
Anyways, guys, this has been episode 2 of Horrible Decisions.
Yay!
You can catch us again next week. Again.
Saturday is the drop.
Yes, bitch, yes. All right, bye, guys.